everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tap House Talks, brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Experts are helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip, and you help support the channel and all the content that we produce here. So check them out, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, and brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to learn how to get more exclusive content from the different members of the Diz team, you can head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited to learn more about that. Well, it's another Tap House Talks, like I said, which means I am sitting here at Baseline Tap House in Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I have a guest, as always. Special? That's up for you to decide. Today, we have Mr. Craig Williams with us.
Not special at all.
Special. No.
No, not special at all.
What are you drinking today?
I am drinking a mango cart from Golden Road Brewing.
You're a fan.
Yeah, I am a fan. This was it's kind of weird because, like, this is actually my pandemic beer.
Yeah.
When, you know, obviously 4 years ago when we were kind of going through that thing, I was like, okay, if I sit inside and I'm just drinking IPAs nonstop, I'm going to gain a lot of weight really quickly, even though, you know, I'm working out more. I'm trying to eat a little bit more healthy. I'm like, at the same time, too, I'm like, I got to find something that's, like, low alcohol percentage and not high on calories. And Mango Cart was, like, a BOGO one day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is just for juice. And on a day like today where we're supposed to have a conversation, I feel like I just need some juice to keep me hydrated.
But you used to do the tahine rim on that, too, right? I like it when it has the... You do that little rim on it.
Exactly.
Like a little lime, a little tahine.
Adds a little bit of the saltiness with that, a little zing. But then, obviously, with their refreshing mango beer and, you know, Golden Road, I believe they're one of the ones that, like, Anheuser-Busch bought out or, you know, a bunch of, all the big breweries buying out all the small craft ones.
Did we ever go together to the brewery in Anaheim?
So
I've gone once. I went with my friends Stephen and Agnes that live out there. And it's a, like, wonderful spot right outside of Angel Stadium down there, and lots of good food. And stuff, right? Angel Stadium?
Angel Stadium is there, the one we ran past on our race.
Yes, yeah.
Close to the Honda Center?
Yes, yeah, with the ducks.
Quack, quack.
I'd like to hit that brewery the next time we go out there again.
But I know. It used to be, like, one of the only ones that was open, like, till midnight or a little bit later. So I always wanted to do that. But then the last time we were out there, it was closing every night at, like, 10 o'clock.
Because I remember looking it up, and I'm like,
It's not that high on my list, because ultimately I go there, and I'm like, I guess I'll get Mango Road.
Yeah.
And I can get that here. Plus, if you go to, like, bigger beer stores, they'll have, like, the variety pack with guava cart in there.
Ooh, and I haven't had that.
There's a couple other interesting flavors, but sorry, what were you
doing? I'm just going with the standard hazy little thing. This is my go-to here. They do still have, as of the recording this, the Imperial IPA from Sierra Nevada, I believe, on there as well. But, I like the hazy little thing. I feel like this is showing up more and more across property and, like, theme park. I see it, like, everywhere I go now. It's just become such a, like, I don't know, standard beer everywhere, but it's solid. But we, today, you know, I always do like a tease, and I realize that it's in the title of the videos and the audio feed, so people already know what they're getting into when they start the episode. So, yeah, I know. I hate when we, like, do the, the big reveal today, but they recently, as of recording this, announced D23 tickets, or not tickets, they announced more details about D23. Tickets, you know, by the time this is released, have already gone on sale. We'll see how that goes. We're recording this literally the day before they do. But it's got me thinking about who we're going to see, what movie stars, what panels about what things. You know, it's the last season of What We Do in the Shadows is being filmed right now. It'll probably be being released around that time. So, you know, last D23, they had a... they had some promotion for, like, Only Murders in the Building and American Horror Story.
Yeah. A lot
and
of those
so I
Hulu
felt like
shows.
My fingers crossed that maybe we'd get a little bit of that. But
Abbott Elementary, that was another one.
Yeah, Abbott. Because I still have, like, the buttons from all of it when they were in that little pavilion. So it'll be interesting to see it. But I thought we could talk about, I didn't come up with it, you did. Talk about the movies that are coming out on Disney's slate this year. Because I said, there's only one.
Well,
and I was wrong.
We're obviously going beyond Disney's slate. We're also going into 20th Century Studios and, you know,
any Searchlight
Marvel. And I actually don't know if there's Searchlight in there, because after I'm done unlocking my phone for you to read the list, then I'm going to hand it back over to you. But we're also, too, I feel like the summer movie season has gotten earlier and earlier. And I mean, it's not
definitely starts in March now.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember even back to, like, we did the Beauty and the Beast review at Disney Springs, I believe, either on St. Patrick's Day or the day before. And that was back in 2016, 2017. So it's like, it's always...
2017, it came out the week after the Power Rangers 2017 movie.
There you go. Yeah. And it's just, it's always been creeping forward and forward. But now, like, just in the past, like, couple of weeks here in this time period of when we're recording, you already have Dune that's, like, a juggernaut of the summer. Yeah, I know.
It's okay.
I'm bouncing. you had Dune 2. You have Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Yeah. And then you have Godzilla and Kong that's about to come out as of when we're recording this. So that's, like, that's three summer movies already in this. And it's not even summer yet. And Disney's got a bunch. And I know those aren't Disney movies, but it's, like, more of that statement. Like, anything that comes out for April and then May, even before Memorial Day, I feel like it's already safe to call it, like, this is the summer movie season now.
Well, it's definitely that big blockbuster, but coming historically, in our lifetimes at least, it was always January had the bad movies came out in it, and you were like, I know it's not going to be that good. And then, you know, February, I feel like you got the rom-coms or whatever to go with that.
Like a February sleeper sometimes.
Yeah, it's every now and then. Yeah. You're like, oh, don't forget about this movie come Oscar season.
Yeah.
And then, and then it'd be kind of that dead zone. I mean, look, April used to tiptoe in there because I think the Lost in Space that kicked Titanic out of the top slot, movie came out in April. I don't know why I remember that. Yeah.
But no,
this
April,
is the new Lost in Space.
April would
podcast.
Sometimes, it would kind of be like how August would be like, oh, this is, it's, if you're releasing in August, it's still summer, but you're not releasing to anyone. And that's kind of where April sat for a while too, where it's like, it's the start of the season, but if it's before Memorial Day, don't even bother. Like, it's not going to be, it might be big, it's not going to be massive. And now we just live in a world that's completely different.
Yeah. Well, the first movie I know that we have up that's coming out from Disney, surprisingly, I didn't know this, you said it, from 20th Century Studios, is The First Omen.
Yeah.
Which I had known they were making this, so this is definitely a prequel to the original Omen, which I don't think I've seen. Wasn't there a remake of it a couple
years
ago?
There was, like, 2000, I think it was literally 2006, because they released it on June 6, 2006.
Yes, so yeah, that was, and I saw that. I saw it in the theater. I forget who's in it. And I remember being like, this movie's terrible.
Yeah, I did not go and see that. I wanted to, because I do like the Gregory Peck Omen. I think that's the original.
That's the original. Yeah.
But I can't even remember who starred in the remake.
I can't either. It was somebody, like, there was, like, a somebody in it. I remember that.
I think there was. It's just my mind always going to go, yes.
Was it the dude from Harry Potter? Was it the guy who's the teacher in the third movie, David, from Wonder Woman?
I don't know if I would call him, like, big on that level. I was thinking more of, like, Ryan Reynolds in Amityville Horror.
No, but I don't think it was like that.
Okay.
But.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the dude from Harry Potter 3 and Wonder Woman, David.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. So you're talking more on the level of, like, Jared Harris in the Poltergeist remake.
Yes, yeah. Well, he was also, you gotta think, 2006, so that Harry Potter 3 would have, like, still been, like, out fairly recently. So,
yeah,
I don't know,
that was 2003-ish right there.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Hey, by the way, you know who directed that Jared Harris Poltergeist remake?
No.
The same guy who directed Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Well, so that explains a lot.
I meant to tell you that.
That explains a
lot. But, I thought the trailer was cool because it was all... So we've only seen the trailer, and it played before Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I feel like we're in a hurricane right now. I don't know if it's going to sound windy.
Is Hannah here?
If you're going to see it. Hannah's coming down. Imagine if she just, you know, came down the walkway right now. But I thought it had, like, a cool... It has, like, a really creepy song in it that I looked up afterwards that I can't look up because we use our phones to record this. But, and then it was all done, like, every shot in the trailer was reversed. But the only problem I have with that is that means it has got a cool trailer, but I doubt any of those shots in the movie is reversed, right?
I'm not going to lie.
I don't know why it was reversed.
I don't care about it at all.
I'm not...
It means nothing to me.
It's got Bill Nighy in it.
Okay.
You've got... an omen.
I'm okay. I don't. It's one of those ones where, like, I didn't know anything about it until we were sitting in the theater and said, okay, I guess that's happening.
I'm not invested in that storyline. I don't.
Like, I've seen The Omen one time, and that's all I've ever seen it. It's one of those movies I didn't feel like I ever needed to watch it again, and I won't.
Well, there we go. That's first up. Now we have, I don't know what the next one is.
I know. I've been touching my phone to keep it refreshed every second until the one time we needed it.
I'll bring an iPad to a theme park after this. It's
fantastic.
So the next up, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. So this is supposed to start a new, like, I don't know if it's trilogy or just a new section of the Planet of the Apes mythos, because there was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, there was, I can't remember the other two's names now, but there was the original one that
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, or is that the name
that's
of this
one? That's the one we're talking about. Is that the one you just said? Yeah, because that's all I can think about in my head now. It's like War for Planet of the Apes, I think, was one of
those.
Yeah,
that was one.
It was like, and I can't remember I think that was the last one, and I don't remember what the second one was.
Because they did all three, and now this is restarting.
And they were all about Caesar, and kind of like how he, like, those three were basically about the demise of human civilization, because they're still trying to line up with the original Charlton Heston Planet of the Apes storyline. I liked all three of those movies. I think I still like the first one the best, but they're all great. I think Matt Reeves did one of them. No, did the last two, but he didn't do the first one.
So there's never been a Planet of the Apes movie that I've enjoyed.
Really? Not at all.
Including the original. So,
well, I don't love it.
And especially not the Tim Burton
one. You're a big
one.
Tim Burton fan, I know. You like Mark Wahlberg just breathing heavy.
I do
time
have the
movie.
DVD copy of that, which that was one where it's like, my mom was buying me every like Tim Burton movie that was coming out, even if it was one I wasn't interested in, and that was definitely one of them. So I don't have necessarily any expectations for it, because I'm not going to see it. I watched a little bit of the first James Franco one, and it just wasn't for me, so I turned it off after like 20 minutes. I don't need.
Oh, I like that one.
I don't care about it.
It's got Dick Solomon in it. Yeah, John Lithgow.
I don't care.
You love Third Rock.
Why do I want to know why apes are going?
You want me to do my impression of John Lithgow right now for you?
No,
but it's only from that one movie.
Oh, it's from
what was that movie? Raising Cain.
Raising Cain.
Yeah. Yeah, very weird movie.
I know, because I was just recently going through my Letterboxd, and I was like looking at, I was like, I can't believe I gave the Nick Cage one, The Vampire's Kiss, I rated it like a half a star.
Oh,
but I
my God,
it.
That movie was just
that was
insane.
Good. But then Raising Cain, I believe I gave it 2.5 stars, and I enjoyed it. But yeah, Apes, it doesn't do anything for me. I'm so happy that it's a big Fox franchise, but I don't think I'll ever watch it. I don't need to watch it.
It's just the interesting thing about this one is it's the first one that doesn't, to me, at least from the preview, look like. I mean, we're definitely in full CGI mode now. So everything, because before it was still like I think the last one, Woody Harrelson was like the main bad guy. Before that, Gary Oldman was in it, and like a bunch of other people. So they've all had like star power, and this one doesn't.
Here's the thing: what's the theme? What's the story? Like, what
I don't
is
know.
The
That's
takeaway?
Why. The, and
no,
this
with
one,
any of them. I mean, obviously, I understand the original, what that was, but is it just like a cautionary tale of if you're stupid humans, then one day
No, especially not the three new ones. No, they each have a very specific theme, but I'm going to be honest, they're very heavy movies. So like, I own them, but I think I've maybe only seen them once or twice, and it's been a few years, so I need to rewatch. But.
Well, you're not selling me on it, so we can move on.
Yeah, I would say it would be worth trying to finish the James Franco one, and if you're just literally not invested, you won't like the
I'm okay.
Thing, so
I don't.
Well, how do you feel about Daisy Ridley? Well, this is coming up, because we've got one from Joaquin Ronning, who is, I believe, one of the two directors of Pirates of the Caribbean 5? What was the last one was a fifth one, right? Yeah, 3, 4, and then there was a fifth, which was Dead Men Tell No Tales, the Javier Bardem one that we love so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, this movie is Young Woman in the Sea, starring Daisy Ridley, and it's a biopic about Gertrude Ederle, an American swimming champion who was the first woman to swim 21 miles across the English Channel starring Tilda... Nope, I thought I was going to say Tilda Swinton, but...
Yikes. I mean, well, so they didn't beat Naiad then to the woman swims across something.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the other... wasn't there a...
Naiad,
okay.
Annette Bening was nominated for the Oscar, and so,
yeah.
So was Jodie Foster, just
yeah,
sidekick.
Jodie Foster, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Whatever. But, yeah, so, I mean, two... 2 years in a row, two women swimming across things. I don't know. I'll watch.
Did you
it,
just call supporting actress sidekick?
Sidekick.
Yeah, I think you did. So the supporting actor category is the sidekick.
Yeah,
to the
I feel
actor,
like that's
yeah.
what it would be on like
well,
the MTV
the
Movie
same
Awards.
Movies, yeah,
like this
the sidekick.
The sidekick.
Yeah. Chris O'Donnell, Robin. I know nothing about this. I've seen no promotion, and the article that he pulled up has literally no.
Yeah,
picture.
I've seen like a couple stills from it. I'm excited. Every time she releases a new movie, I'm like,
Daisy
hopefully
Ridley?
Something yeah. to make people forget about Star Wars. But, I mean, eventually she's going back to it anyway, so who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I am excited for her Star yeah. Wars movie, but... we've got Inside Out 2, which I believe may be the only animated... Nope, I lied. There's kind of a pseudo-animated movie later this year, but...
No.
I don't know how you feel about this Inside Out 2. I like Inside Out, but I'm going to tell you what's really off-putting to me about Inside Out 2 is that, like, nobody's voices are the same except for Amy Poehler and Sadness.
Yeah, so...
Which I wish I could remember her name. Phyllis...
Phyllis from the... Phyllis Smith, I believe, is her name.
Yeah.
And then Amy Poehler, as you said. I'm still waiting patiently, as I also say that, about as slow as possible to see how it plays out, because for all we know, it's... the emotions that they had to replace the voices for.
Yeah, maybe they're
only in it for like one scene.
Yeah.
And the new emotions that they've said, like, they're going to push to the forefront, so then it's not really a big deal at all. They kind of write out the emotions in a way, and I think it'll be a more successful movie if they handle it that way. But at the same time, too, I mean, we've obviously seen actors be replaced in movies before to great results.
No,
believe it
so.
Or not, Mark Ruffalo wasn't the first Hulk.
Wait a minute.
Believe it or not.
You're telling me
yeah.
there were Hulk movies before Mark
yes,
Ruffalo?
Yes, it was an Australian man.
Oh.
His name?
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I was like, I can't even think of another movie that he was in besides
I have not seen
Black
that movie
Hawk
since
Down.
It came out. And I just remember being like,
never
wow,
seen
this
it.
Movie's long.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, so.
And I remember going to work the next day at my, like, teenage job, because I think that movie came out that long ago. And somebody was like, he doesn't even turn into the Hulk for the first hour of the movie. And I was like...
No spoilers.
Okay. Like
spoilers on that.
Do you remember the Hulk dogs? Wait, you never seen it?
No.
Oh.
Never.
It's wild. You should watch it.
If there's a movie that I don't want to see, I don't see it.
Okay. Well, that's different. You and I are different.
And if there's a movie I'm interested in seeing and I don't like it, if I'm watching it at home, I will just turn it off.
I can't do that.
Yeah. Whereas...
Triangle of Sadness, I watched it all the way through. I hated that movie so much.
Well, I mean, I did watch that one through, too, but I enjoyed it. So, I'm still... I think I'm looking forward to this because obviously, even I know Pixar.
Well, where do you rank Inside Out 1 in your like? Because how many Pixar movies are there now? There's over 20, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, beyond that. I mean, Inside Out is definitely top 10, and I could see it being top 5.
Okay.
For me, I'm like, I don't know though. It was.
I know Cars number 1.
No.
Cars 2 number 1.
No. I like Cars 3. The best. Out of
I do
the
like
three
Cars 3 the
movie.
Best of the three.
But
cars
even that,
two.
I don't think Cars 3 knocks it into the top 10.
I mean, so, Toy Story's mine.
I mean, I put WALL-E up.
Oh, yeah, WALL-E.
Toy Story 1.
Toy
is
Story
in
3.
There. And not
for
as
me,
much.
For me, I don't
Not as much for me. But that comes down more of like they're just rehashing the same stories over and over again with even stronger manipulation of emotions.
Hey, they get me. That's all I care about. My mom said, shut this movie off. She thought the toys were going to burn alive.
That's okay.
This movie off. Yeah. I don't want to watch
so
it.
So I'd say it's close. It's close there because I still like the original Finding Nemo. I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
I like Finding Dory, too, though.
Finding Dory.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's tough. I mean, that could change.
Incredibles. I didn't used to like Incredibles, but, like, I think I like Incredibles 2.
I like it more than Incredibles.
Yeah, okay. I've
not
seen Incredibles 1 very often, but I saw Incredibles 2, like, twice for some reason. I remember being like, this movie's pretty good. I like it.
And Ratatouille, like, I don't watch it often,
I don't like
but when I do, I'm like, oh, yeah, this actually is good.
Especially when I finally watched it, and I was just like, it's like three movies. Yeah, there's the movie of him in the beginning, then there's that middle part, and then that end is completely...
It's a little messy, but it's got a really good score, and the animation is still very beautiful in it.
Okay, we'll save it for our Pixar. We'll save it for our Pixar one.
Yeah, so anyways, Inside Out, top 10, maybe top 5.
Okay, I feel like that's just a... I just wanted to be quantitative, because I know some people, it's their like favorite thing in the world.
It's up there, yeah. But I didn't have, like... I wasn't one of the people that's like, I now look at society in a complete different way.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, well, no, it's... Not so much, but it's a great movie.
Well, the next movie, I would argue, is the one I'm most excited for now, coming out this year. One of the most, probably the most, is Deadpool and Wolverine. Are you not excited for this?
Oh, I am. I think this is probably going to be the biggest movie of the summer.
I would think so. I think so.
What else is coming out, like, outside of Disney? I can't think of anything.
No, because I would have argued already that all the big ones are coming out this year. The Ghostbusters, King Kong, Godzilla, you know, like Dune, that's all already. So that's like, and there's no other Marvel movies, which are usually the big juggernauts. There's no real other big superhero movies this year.
What's DC got going on?
DC doesn't have anything going on this year, surprisingly. They're working on that Superman movie for next year.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but...
I
finally checked out of that. Yeah, no, I lied. There is a DC movie coming out this year.
Red Beetle?
Joker 2.
Oh.
The Jukebox Musical.
I saw an article about that. Yeah. They're like, it's just one long Jukebox Musical.
Yeah, 15 songs they said or something like that.
Why do I keep saying
Jukebox? I can't say it. It's hard to say. I always say
I want to say Juicebox. Juicebox.
Jukebox. A Juicebox Musical.
Yeah. You should just change the name. I think Wolverine Deadpool has to be the... biggest movie of the summer.
I think there's a lot going for it. We're like, I love the two Deadpool movies. I like Ryan Reynolds a lot. I've always liked Ryan Reynolds way back since he was Harvey on Sabrina in that movie. But it's one of those where like, it's been so long since that second Deadpool movie. Like, maybe, are we nearing like 10 years? It can't be 10 years since that. It might be. It's been a while. Because it was like... already kind of a long way along, and then Disney bought Fox, and now it's also been a couple years since then.
So it opened in, I think, the world of MoviePass era.
Deadpool 2?
Yeah. I feel like that. I remember I saw it at Cinemark.
So then it might have been like 2016, 2017, somewhere
it's
in there?
It's somewhere in
there. So it's been a while,
I feel like
though.
It was even, it came out like right before we went on a trip or something. Because I remember, like, I booked a ticket to watch it at 10 o'clock because I'm like, we have to go see it because then we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. So if we don't
I remember
go see-
that now, yeah, yeah.
So it, I don't remember
but
when,
it's been a long time for a movie that I think was pretty well received and successful.
Oh, so I loved it. Every now and then I will rewatch the parachuting scene where they jump into Vancouver.
What was the guy with the mustache? What was his name? Because he's in the new one, too, apparently.
Well, and he's the one from the Home Alone reboot.
And he's in Mary, turn on the light.
Is he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's
is.
The guy that has the conversation with him. Yeah, Rob Delaney. That's his name, but I can't remember the character's name. But, no, I'm super excited for this. I mean, you and I think both really loved Logan. And I like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. So at least getting to see him one more time is like that little cream on the crop. But now, like, the confirmation that Jennifer Garner will be Elektra in the movie, that was confirmed. It's not like a rumor. Like, it was actually confirmed by the studio and everything. So, like, I think this is going to be a great moment where they are choosing to, like, fuse those Fox movies in, but also acknowledging, like, some of these are pretty awful. Yeah, is what I'm hoping.
I haven't seen Daredevil, so it means nothing to me.
You've never seen Bad Boys 2? You've never seen Daredevil?
I avoided bad movies during that time period.
You didn't? Were you not swayed by the soundtrack? I mean, do you not love the Evanescence Bring Me to Life?
I believe I knew that as a song outside of the movie.
No, the music video is themed to the movie. That's how you know it was for the movie.
Okay, I don't know. It was on every morning when I was getting ready for school. They played it like 6 times on VH1.
The crazy part is like how Daredevil was the successor to Spider-Man, where they were like, well, you all love Spider-Man. Guess what's next? Daredevil. And you were like, oh, no, this isn't the same. It makes me sad.
I just didn't watch any. It was like, I guess what? That was like 2004, 2005?
No, I was still in high school. It was 2002.
2002? Oh, yeah. Then I just didn't.
Because I graduated 2003, so I think it came out in 2002. And then, because there was an Elektra movie after that, too. I don't know. It might have been even earlier. Spider-Man came out 2002, the spring of 2002. Yeah, so I think it would have been 2002 or 2003.
Well,
but
I guess I should just go back and say thanks, high school Craig, for being smart enough to not waste your time
with
these movies.
Watch it. I got both. I have the regular and the director's cut on DVD. I'll lend them to you.
I'm okay.
Yeah, even, no, I'll borrow. I'll let you borrow.
Even the
and the soundtrack on CD still.
Even the Netflix show. I watched like two episodes of that.
Oh, I loved the show.
God, this is Daredevil is just an awful character.
You didn't like the first season?
No.
Oh my god, it's so good. No. It gets so good. It's
no,
so good.
It's, and then when he pops up in like the movies and shows now, it's like, oh, good.
Okay,
more
so I did just,
more of him.
When I was visiting Kim, I put on Spider-Man No Way Home because she was like, I haven't seen any Andrew Garfield or any of this child's movies. And I was like, but she was saying how much of the Tobey Maguire movie, she calls him Pudding Face.
Yeah.
Pudding Face. And so we watch it and she, like, you know, the Aunt May scene comes along and she says, you know, I'm not invested in this at all. I have no connection to this. Why does it matter that that character that just happened? And I was like, you're dead inside. Like,
no.
You... but she explained it and I was like, oh, okay. But
she did
acknowledge Tobey Maguire looks better now than he used to. She said his face isn't quite as puddingy anymore.
Yeah, I... If, well,
but she didn't understand the Daredevil. She was like, why'd that guy catch that brick?
I don't care. Daredevil to me is, like, he's obviously not all powerful in any way, but it's the same thing. Like, there is nothing DC can ever do to ever make me care about Superman. There is nothing that Marvel will ever do that will make me care about Daredevil.
You heard it here, folks. He hates blind people. Okay, on to the next movie. What is it? That's our soundbite? Okay, so when I say there's movies I'm, like, super excited for this year, this one's one of them, which is Alien Romulus.
So for Alien Romulus, I'm kind of torn because I did like the last Alien movie, even though it wasn't reviewed very well. I thought that it felt...
Yeah, when that one was even called Alien...
Covenant.
Covenant, yeah, okay.
So I'm not a huge fan of Prometheus, and...
Prometheus is, like, fine. It doesn't... When you, like, really look at it, it doesn't
movie.
Really make sense.
Yeah.
But it was, like, style-wise... And
it's,
like stuff,
okay.
I liked it, and I liked the people in it.
Yeah. But for me,
I thought Covenant was better.
Yeah, for me, like if I had to make a trilogy in a way, as of that time that it released, it would be Alien, Aliens, and then Covenant, and those are like the most three solid ones for me because. 3, especially the director's cut, is just one of the worst movies ever created.
David
Fincher should have been jailed after making that movie.
I have only seen the third one when I bought the when I first got a Blu-ray player,
and
they had
the
first there was a big deal because James Cameron had like supervised the restoration of Aliens because that film that it was shot on doesn't exist anymore, and it like basically made it look like a brand new movie, and I was like, well, I have to get this. This is why we have Blu-ray players.
Oh, and I mean, they're just... Alien is one of those movies that I, in the quadrilogy, I will always upgrade to whatever new format is.
Aliens,
that means that
second.
I haven't gotten the 4K one, but that's okay. But I did DVD, and then I upgraded to Blu-ray.
You're a Resurrection fan.
I am...
It's one on a rider for you.
Honestly, that was my number 3 before Covenant came out. With this one... I'm even more excited for this one than Covenant, because Covenant was just an okay movie. The only thing is, though, I'm worried about the curse of Madam Web, because the main lead in this one, the girl who played Dora the Explorer and Instant Family and like all those, she's the lead, obviously, in
Alien
Romulus.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like every girl that was in Madam Web now has like they
oh,
have
Sydney
to prove
Sweeney's movie.
Themselves after that, because the girl who plays Lucky in the new Ghostbusters movie and the last one, she was one of the three Madam Web girls, and obviously that kind of rolled off onto that awful movie. So it's
I won't use the word awful.
Okay,
but I won't say it's my favorite.
Yeah, so. He's still struggling to come with grips.
Yeah.
A movie can be bad and he can still enjoy
it. I haven't
accepted
it.
But you have to recognize
it's
a bad movie.
It's probably my fourth Ghostbusters.
It was not made well. It wasn't shot well. The CGI was atrocious at times. The script was horrendous. The acting was even worse.
We're not talking about
worse.
Ghostbusters. That's Sony.
That's all I'm saying, though, is you can admit that a movie is bad, but you still say, I liked it.
Yeah,
that's
all fine.
You have to say. But it's a bad movie.
What, well, so I was reading an article from, what is it, Fede Alvarez? Is that who directed it? The guy who directed Don't Breathe?
You got it.
He was saying that they tried to stick to as practical effects as they could for this one. So that aspect of it has me pretty excited. Yeah. The only thing is, I think the movie takes place in between Alien 1 and Aliens. And
yep.
So I feel like it's not going to be a rehash, but I feel like it's just going to be a modern-day made Alien. So it's going to be a ship with an alien, and it gets loose on the ship and this thing. But that teaser trailer that was released, that was really good.
Yeah.
With the facehuggers, like, jumping through on the ship, that was cool.
The one thing is, I think it gets a lot of leeway taking place in that time period where the look of Alien and Aliens is so different that I feel like they actually have the freedom to create their own look and say, well, this still makes sense.
Yeah.
In between, as long as they have a little bit of both of them, it can kind of, like, hug right in that line easily because...
Face hug in that line.
Yeah. And so I like it for that it doesn't have to get glued into a certain mold because... Or, like, try to make it something new. It's like, it can take a little inspiration from both, and that's all it
is. You know, there's a TV show too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Noah.
They announced that at the last D23 Expo, I think.
Oh, is that when they did?
It might have even been before that.
Because I know that. I think that's filming, has started filming, but it's not connected to this movie.
Yeah.
And I also apparently read something about that, which makes me less excited for the show, is that it's just like completely disregarding all movies.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you have two things at once?
It might even be further back than that. I feel like I remember that announcement maybe when they like teased Chip and Dale.
I think it was when
Rescue
Fargo
Rangers for the
season
first time.
Like 4 came out.
It's been a long time though.
But I'm excited because I do feel like Aliens still has a lot of mythology that it hasn't really delved into, like the company, the whaling company, a lot of that stuff where I'm like, I don't know. There weren't really answers. Like, what were they doing in the first movie? What were they doing the second movie?
I don't need to go into any of that. I like it solely as a horror movie that it just give me a little bit of scares, but make me like give me a character that I want to hope survives out.
Well, we need somebody as good as Sigourney Weaver, but I don't know that that'll happen.
Well,
so we'll see.
I mean, technically, she only made 2 good Alien movies. Alien 3.
You know what? My introduction to Aliens was Alien Resurrection, which is wild because we had that. I remember the blockbuster and we had the video of it, and I was like, I feel like this movie is very, very late 90s movie.
Yeah.
Like Ron Perlman's in it, right? Winona Ryder.
Ron Perlman is in it, yeah.
You know, and not really knowing anything about other aliens, but being like, this movie's uncomfortable.
Yeah, man. Still better than Alien 3. Cubed.
Yeah, because it's got the little... next up, we have another movie I haven't heard anything about yet, The Amateur from 20th Century Studios, starring your favorite actor, Rami Malek, and Rachel Brosnahan.
You're excited about that?
The marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Herself.
Anyway, here's what it says on this thing. Malek plays a CIA cryptographer who loses his wife in a terrorist attack. When his bosses won't catch the perpetrators, he forces them to teach him how to do it. The story is based on the 1981 Robert Littell novel.
I
watched a clip of Remy talking the other day, and I can no longer ever see him speaking like a normal... Like, did he do the Austin Butler thing where he just can't talk normal anymore?
I haven't heard him talk. I mean...
I have a lot of teeth in my mouth.
I don't know if I've ever...
I think he actually has extra teeth in his mouth, but... It was a clip because he had hosted Saturday Night Live, and who are the three guys now that do the short videos?
And Please Don't Destroy.
Please Don't Destroy. And he's in their office, and he's like, "I did good. I want a treat." And they're like,
"You want
a treat?" And he like starts throwing their lunch away in the trash can. Where he's like, "No treat? Well, I'm going to start misbehaving."
Yeah, I can't think about his voice right now though. It's not coming to me. Like I can think about it in movies. I can think about it in Night at the Museum.
I'll show you the clip after.
Okay.
And well, I would say anybody want to Google it, but
anything's better than Austin Butler.
Well, I only think about him from James Bond and Bohemian Rhapsody, obviously.
Awesome. See, for me, he's all Mr. Robot and Night at the Museum.
What was the TV show that he was on that
Mr.
was...
Mr. Robot.
No. Before Mr. Robot. He was on that one with Fred Flintstone, the second Fred Flintstone, where he's married and has the family. It was always on in like a break room.
The Still Standing?
Yeah. That's what he's originally from. He was like in that show.
No.
Yes, he is. Yeah, look it up. I mean, I hope I'm not wrong, but he was definitely on a sitcom that I believe was that sitcom, and that was before Mr. Robot. And then Mr. Robot was his big breakup.
Wait, no, Still Standing might be the Mike O'Malley one.
Still Standing is actually the Tim Allen one, I think.
No, that's Last Man Standing. There is one that's Still Standing. I think that's the... That one might be the Mike O'Malley.
Well, we'll look it up at the end when we let you use your phone, because we're almost there. So we'll clarify before the end of this. So no need to leave comments or send us hateful messages. But
oh, they already did.
It's too late. They're already the emails and the DMs. Moana 2. I think you're more hopeful than I am.
I mean, Ali's back.
Yes, I am happy about that. I was worried about that.
No
Lin-Manuel.
No.
Which is fine. I don't...
So that's where, like, I guess the next question is it going to be a musical?
I don't think it's coming out this year.
If it's not going to be a musical, then I'm okay with it, because as it's been well documented now, it was supposed to be a made-for-TV series that is being expanded. If it was a TV show, I doubt that there was a musical element to it. But I also don't know if the audience will go against it now, because they're like, well, we like Moana the musical. That's what we want to see. I mean, I don't need it to be a musical. But as long as the two core people are there, as long as Dwayne's still involved with it, because I feel like a lot of it's his passion in it as an actor, but then, you know, you can't live past the fact that Lin had such a say in that movie too. And I know they consulted like Taika on it, and they consulted Jermaine as well too. Jermaine left his voice. So I don't know. There's a lot that could go wrong. I know that kind of like was me like just naming off names there, but I'm thinking of like, if none of these people are involved, I guess it could be bad. But hopefully it turns out well. If it turns out well, then I think that's...
You love the first one.
Oh, yeah. That is easily a top 10.
I've got to rewatch it, because I remember I liked it, but I remember saying it just didn't resonate with me. Yeah. Like, and that's fine. Like, I was like, oh, this is a beautiful movie. Like, I really enjoy some aspects of it, but I was like, but it's not a movie where I'm going to be craving watching it. So I've only seen it the one time I saw it in the theater.
I think your mind would change on it now, because I feel like since that movie came out, you've become obsessed with Taika Waititi's style and like
Jermaine
and all of that. So I feel like, and then add on to that, you've also adapted more to like that Pacific culture as well, and have a greater appreciation for it.
Yeah, so I'd like to say, you know, I'm going to rewatch it. Like, there's things I like. There's so much about it I like. Like, I like the Kookaburra. Like, I like the I don't know. I'll give it another shot. But the last movie this year, which I thought maybe this had been pushed to another year, but it's listed as Mufasa, The Lion King. Oh, you want me to say it again?
Ooh.
Mufasa, The Lion King. It says Christmas, like, December 2024.
I know there was a bunch of other live...
Directed by Barry Jenkins of Moonlight fame.
Yeah, they... Jon Favreau, obviously, is producing it.
No Edward James Olmos in this one, either.
Okay. We saw
that teaser at D23 last time, right?
I, you know, as much as there's a lot of that Lion King live action, not live action reboot that's a mess, but overall, I think the look of it is good. So I hope that this one actually gives it a little bit more depth.
I think that's the story. It needs like a unique story, because it's so like, it's like the Psycho that Gus Van Sant Psycho, where you're like, okay, this doesn't work when you do a shot for shot remake of a movie that already exists, but you kind of like remove the soul of it a little
bit. Exactly. That's how I felt about it. Like, I enjoyed it, and then the more I thought about it, I'm like, well, if I'm going to rewatch it, if I'm going to watch it again, I own it, but I'm like, I'll just watch The Lion King. I'll watch the anime.
I think the hard part too with it is that, like, when you do a movie like as iconic as The Lion King, which I do enjoy the demonstration of the technology at hand, but like, it's like we said The Little Mermaid, the same thing, is that when you present these songs that have become just so in tuned in your brain, and you present an inferior version of the song, it's hard to get past that. And I don't mean that in a rude way to any artist that worked on the modern Lion King. It's just like, they're not as good as the original.
Well, and they kind of stuck more to that, whereas when Favreau did Jungle Book,
there was
a lot more interpretation on
which I liked
it overall in the story. So I thought that was way more successful. With this one, if you give me something new, I'm okay with it. I know Snow White's still on the slate for next year.
Somebody tried to make the case online. Look up the Rami Malek show. That movie might go the way of a Warner Brothers movie and get deleted.
Now that what's-his-name is no longer with Disney, who is basically pushing out all of
the live-action
ones. Live-action remakes. I'm hoping it's one of those things that they kind of, you know, they're like, okay, we'll release these two because they're already made.
Well, Stitch is being filmed right now, I think, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they can still back off of that, I hope.
Just put it on Disney Plus. Who cares? At this point, you're not really making anything for Disney Plus anymore. You keep canceling everything and then being like, no, theatrical release instead. Also, I'm at the rate where I'm like, what's the difference between Hulu and Disney Plus now? Because I feel like a lot of the stuff I subscribe to Disney Plus for ends up on Hulu, so it's a weird, like, do I need Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Well, I already renewed it for the year. I'm on a year thing, and it keeps renewing.
This is a full other one where we battle, like, the insanity of the fact
that
you now have cable.
Yeah.
Yet you find more of a reason to invest in Hulu when now your cable, you have open to on-demand, which...
No, I can't do it. Oh, can I?
Yes, you absolutely can, buddy. So technically, in terms of TV shows that are current, you could just use their on-demand function to watch it. Don't need Hulu for that.
No.
So really, with Hulu, it's just like when something random, like movie, like Anatomy of a Fall, is streaming exclusively on
Well, that
Hulu.
Soccer movie I wanted to see with Michael Fassbender
is...
No, it's on Hulu.
And Disney Plus.
Andy, okay, well, there we go.
So, Rami Malek was never in any TV show. I promise
you. I am promising you right now.
I'm looking at
his filmography. No, you are lying.
I'm looking at his filmography.
Actor, and then scroll back, early 2000s. I guarantee you he was on something.
Nope. His first credit is one episode of Gilmore Girls, then Halo 2, and then a TV series called Over There, then one episode of Medium, and then Night at the Museum, and then a TV show called The War at Home.
That's it. What's The War at Home? Who's in that?
I've never...
Click that.
Michael Rapaport?
Yeah, Michael Rapaport, who was Phoebe's boyfriend on Friends.
Yeah.
With the gun and the pigeon. He shoots the pigeon, right?
Yeah.
That can't be the show I'm thinking of, though.
Well, that's the only one that
What's
they were
the next
both
one
in together.
That? Did he go by a different name
Night
before,
at the
though?
Museum, too?
Okay, well... All right, I've insulted, I feel like, Fred Flintstone's TV show.
Yeah. You did. And that one was, I'll find it, because now I feel like we have to.
What did you say it was? Last Man Standing?
I said Still Standing.
Oh. Last Man Standing is the Tim
What's his
one,
name? Mark? I'll just search Game of Thrones.
Mark Fred Flintstone.
Just search Game
just
of Thrones.
Just look for Viva Las Vegas. Viva
I'll
Rock
just
Vegas.
Search Game of Thrones, and he'll be like the 900th person in the list. Spoiler alert.
Who wasn't on
he
Game
died.
Of Thrones? He died. Yeah. I assumed everybody on that show died.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
I still haven't watched it. I probably never will. I'm going to be honest.
That's okay. So you can agree to never watch that.
I will.
And I will agree to never watch Deadpool. Or not Deadpool.
It's like, what? You just
I'll agree to
it.
Never watch. I'm trying to do too much at once. I'll agree to never watch Daredevil. And we'll call it even.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to search Viva Rock Vegas. There's too many,
I told you.
There's too many
I
people.
I told you.
No, I'm looking up the full Monty.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Monty.
Well, yeah.
Or I could look up A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale?
So.
God, it's like on that Mark.
Mark Addy.
Addy. It's like, I know you'll say it, and I'll be like, I know who it is.
I forgot that he was also in the Russell Crowe Robin Hood.
I don't think I ever saw that.
I did. It was not good. And it hurts me to say because you know how much I love Russell Crowe.
I thought you were going to say Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? Nah, I don't really care for it. Even the Kevin Costner version is like...
That's the best one.
Eh.
And everything I do...
I like the original one. What's the...
The, like, 1950s one?
No, it's like 19...
That, what are you, V for Vendetta, watching that in your basement with, like, Natalie Portman locked up in the other one?
What's the name? The swordsman?
The
name?
Aaron Flynn.
Aaron Flynn, thank you.
Errol Flynn.
See, this is the problem when I'm, like, doing three things at once. When did he make the show? Still Standing.
It is. So you were right then. You were right about the show. Okay.
I had it all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, there you are.
This just ate up three more minutes.
This has been the Still Standing Podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you like the video, thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. Leave us some comments about future discussion topics maybe you'd like to hear us talk about. If you are listening to this, please feel free to rate and review this whenever you have a moment. That would be wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for your continued support. When you're booking your next Disney vacation, don't forget about Dreams Unlimited Travel. And Thank you, extra thank you to our Patreon supporters. Learn more about that at patreon.com/DizUnlimited. That's going to do it for us. I might go get another one. It's a good day. It's a nice day today, and now I'm all jazzed up about our movie talk. So
okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Sláinte.
I'm empty.